meeting is now being recorded.
So this meeting has been started officially, and we are on the call, Abdul Munim, me, Ahmed Bakht, Inamullah, and Zia, and Magali is the host for this meeting. So just to brief that, I have issued outreach mail to Javi language for to Dr. Sarmad and Rinalia Abdul Rahim, and she has communicated to mailing list within the Malaysia and Indonesia, and I have received some email from Communication and Multimedia Commission of Malaysia that they are interested to work with us, and they had some queries. I have replied to that, and hopefully they will work with us for the Javi language. So that part of the world will be covered, Malaysia, Indonesia, and the central part, Middle East, and Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, already covered. And we are concerned about the African languages, for which we have not received any response from any of the member of the community from Africa. So we actually need to work with our existing resources like Tariq and Mikal, but they have already refused. So if they can't, we have to really look for the resources who can which can work with us and finalize African languages. Maybe Abdul Munim can help in that matter, but we all have some limitations. We are not expert of that languages which are covered in African languages. So if we even start work, we cannot finalize until and unless we have some expert apart from that community to come forward and help us. Regarding other languages from Pakistan and Afghanistan and Iran, the Persian language has already almost finalized by that community, and it was circulated to the TFIDM. There was some comments from one of the community member which needs some satisfactory response to that questions, which still need some deliberation. So we will work with that community to finalize that. After that, it will be finalized. And from the Pashto point of view, Pashto is also almost covered, and there is no response I have received till today, response or even we can say comments for the Pashto language. So if no response has been received, then we can consider as final. But in the last email from Abdul Salam, he has mentioned that Dr. Sarmad has pointed out some issues in Pashto language. Actually, we are not aware. I was talking to Inam, and he is also not aware of that. So we can discuss with Dr. Sarmad to finalize, and otherwise it will be considered final from the community and from the TFIDN, because no response or comments has been received for that. So this is the briefing for the LGR2. So if you have any question, please go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Ahmed, I don't have a question, but I only have a comment. So why not to have a presentation and make a presentation inside Africa Internet Summit 2018, which will be held in Dakar. Most, I think all of African entities inside the Africa continent will be there and participate in this big event. So it's a crucial event for us to say that we are exist, we are task force in international domain names, and we are asking for the African language input. We can encourage them to be part of this entity. Why not we are going to do that?
I'm extremely sorry, Abdul Munim. Actually, I am in office, so there are always some issues. Please go ahead. You are talking about some event where you can communicate to the community.
Yes, Dr. Ahmed, there is a big event which happens two times every year. It's called Africa Internet Summit. This event will be held at the end of April. It will be 11 days, and all organizations related to domain names, Afrinet, or organizations related to internet industry inside Africa will participate in this big event. And there is also inside this big event, there is Africa top level domain organization that we could make a presentation there and ask the different entities inside Africa to share with us their languages, character tables, and to join us for this entity. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it is good, but how to convince that community? One way is to send to that mailing list, and one way is that we have some representation and give some presentation that we are working on TFIDN, and we require actually expert from Sivali and fulfill their languages. Otherwise, it won't be effective that if you meet someone and tell that we need, and he has not the requisite knowledge of that language, that it will not work. So if you can present during that session and you have the opportunity to present, it would be very good for that. Have you any opportunity for that?
Yeah. Every year I attend this meeting. I will do that, inshallah. And also we should communicate, make a channel of communication between task force and Yawfi Tahoun from ICANN staff, who is responsible for the Africa. We can ask him to get more involvement from the countries inside Africa to share his ideas and share the label generation rules.
Okay. It would be great if we can outreach you to do those communities which are still not covered, and we actually need to cover that communities as well. It would be great effort, and we actually need to proceed with ICANN and some other resources to have some time slots for TFIDN, so that we can communicate our message. Maybe you and Ziad can communicate in that forum. We will communicate with Fahad, and we will arrange some time slot if ICANN is arranging. And if you have some direct links, yes, you can also do that.
Okay, thank you.
Any other question?
Yes, Ahmed, I think that is Abdul Mulham with this good idea, we can have the opportunity to have all of the African community in this African summit, and with the task force idea, and we can think about planning workshop or planning presentation with the African summit. So we need to be present in Africa African summit to have direct contact with the community and encourage them to work in Arabic script with African language.
Yes, it is very important to outreach to the community. Actually, most of the part, almost half of the part of the Africa is covering Arabic script. Some part is covering Arabic and some Swahili, and some of the part is covering Fulfilde. It would be good to outreach to that community. Any other question? Inam, if you have any question, please go ahead. I think he is facing some difficulty in communication.
I have just a small question regarding the outreach of Arabic. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Ahmad?
Yes, we can hear you, Inam. Please go ahead.
My question is, actually, my I can hear the sound intermittently. It stops intermittently. Okay. My question is whether or not we could contact some learned bodies like Muqtada Qaumi Zaman in Pakistan, which is working for Urdu language, and there may be some other institutions in African countries which are working for their national languages like Hausa and other languages.
Yeah, it is actually a very good suggestion, and we actually need to contact with our colleagues from the African region who can actually identify that language communities which are actually working for that, because sometimes over the internet you cannot figure out how effective the language community, the website of that language community is. So the person from that language community, from Swahili, Fulfilde, or Hausa, we actually need to figure out for that from those members who can actually recommend for that, and we can actually in process of our outreach to African language, we can include this idea. If they are not, they do not consider, then they can participate, they can refer to some language authority which is working for their language. It is indeed a very good idea, and we can proceed for that. Assalamu alaikum, Nabil. You have just joined.
Walaikum salam. Thank you, Ahmed. Yes, I had a course in the university until midday. Yeah,
actually, at this point, up to this point, we were discussing about the outreach for and progress for our LGR2 work. We have actually finalized Arabic and Urdu, and almost work done for the Pashto and Persian, and we have received response from Malaysia, for the Javi language in response to our outreach, but we have yet not response from African language community, despite our reminder for the outreach. But we have just received a suggestion from Inam to outreach to those language authorities which are working for those communities, and we have received proposal from Abdul Munim to present TFIDN during African Internet Summit, and we will definitely proceed for both these proposals. So if you have any question, please go ahead. Otherwise, we will move further.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Thank you. It's a good idea to present something during the next IES. I may attend AIS this year, but I'm not sure. If so, I can collaborate with Abdul Munim to present something together.
Abdul Munim as we are most likely will be there, and your presence or your suggestion will further strengthen the group.
Thank you, Ahmed.
And now we can start a discussion for the face-to-face meeting. During our last call, we discussed for the participation of Don Hollander, and it was proposed by the group from the majority of the member who attended last call to invite Don Hollander during the face-to-face meeting. So we actually initiated invitation to Don Hollander. I have yet not get his response, and it sometimes happens that my email goes into spam, so I have requested Fahad actually to look into it and contact Don Hollander to ensure that my mail has been delivered to his account, and he can respond to our email. And that is the one point. Please go ahead.
Ahmed, I have reached out Don 3 days ago or 4 days ago on Sunday during the weekend. So by Skype, so we have chatted, and I told him that during our upcoming face-to-face meeting, we want to meet with him, and we want to that the task force of Arabic Scripts IDNs would like to invite him to attend personally and physically the meeting. And I asked him if it's possible for him, if it's suitable, taking into account that he is based in Australia, far from here and far from Turkey. And so he told me, so I can read his answer. He told me, thanks Nabil, short answer is that I don't know. My long-term planning diary is at home, where I will be at the end of next week. And then I asked him about April. He told me, I can't advise until I see my calendar at home, but it may not be impossible. So this is for Don.
So, actually, what happened is that I believe that you talked to him earlier, and I sent him email later. So I actually, first of all, I need to ensure that my mail has delivered to his mailbox, and he has read for that. So actually it is official invitation from the TFIDN. Yes. You have communicated with him, he maybe agree within April, so we can move for that. And if he do not, we can request for his remote participation any one day he prefer, And even in my email to him, I have mentioned we are flexible for dates. So we. So actually, I have given him the opportunity to decide. And later on, I have received email from in the mailing list from Abdul Munim Abdul Salam actually that we can initiate a doodle poll instead of waiting for him.
Yes, want to end? He said in his email. It was a good suggestion from Abdul Salam. Yes.
Yes, but my proposal is that if we are inviting someone to our event, then we have to look for his priorities. And yes, if it may not be convenient for someone of us, but it should meet most of our group, not. Maybe we cannot cover all of the people. Like I have some issues. I cannot move nowadays because of some official issues. And but it is not necessary that we should linger on this process. We should continue to this, and we should give priority to our proposed guest. This is my suggestion. So it is the group which can decide. So please go ahead. If you have any suggestion, please go ahead.
Ahmed, I didn't get your point. Did you say that you can't join us? You can't attend?
Actually, at this stage, I can't move out to country because Chairman PTA, our head of organization, is not appointed by the government, and my leave can be approved by Chairman. So if he is not there, I can't move outside Pakistan. Maybe he will be appointed within April, March, or maybe early April. But I'm not sure. But still, we can move forward, and I can join remotely. And we need to actually complete our targets.
No, I can't accept that. You must be in person inside this meeting. So we can delay this meeting till the time you are free to attend with us. So maybe this meeting by May. What is the problem? You may say that the problem is Ramadan. What is the problem to be in Ramadan in Istanbul or in Ankara? But it's must for you to be with us in this meeting.
You are absolutely right, and thank you very much for that. Actually, I can't foresee at this stage what is the timeline for to join our chairman, because he is the actually approving authority for my ex-Pakistan leave. And one way is that we can propose our TFIDN meeting venue in Islamabad, but it will not be acceptable for Don Hollander. And the second option is that we can actually move our meeting after Ramadan, maybe. Actually, within Ramadan, it would be difficult it really depends, because I have attended last meeting of Latin script during last Ramadan in Istanbul. It was quite comfortable for me. There was no issue for me. But I am even reluctant to move during the Ramadan, and most of the group prefer to live at their home during the Ramadan. So this is the issue we should consider in mind, and we can carry on as per our actual plan.
So, Belize go after Ramadan.
I agree.
I have no problem with that.
I agree with you. Yes, we need your presence because we are not a huge number in the group. You are the chair, so we doesn't make any sense to meet without the chair, the presence, physical presence of the chair. So if it's necessary, we can postpone the face-to-face meeting after Ramadan. So I'm not against Ramadan, but I would prefer to stay at home during Ramadan, to not travel.
And yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, this is the preference of most of the group.
We can also schedule something after Ramadan.
Huh?
Yeah, Dr. Ahmed,
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I prefer the meeting will be after Ramadan in order to get all the security permission to proceed from local airport to Istanbul and back again. It's a good idea to be after Ramadan. Also, I will go for Umrah by the end of March and will back again to by the middle of April, and then go to Africa Internet Summit and back again before Ramadan. So it is preferable to be for the meeting to be after Ramadan immediately, maybe after Eid immediately. No problem for me for that.
What are the views of others? Ziyad, Inam.
Mr. Ahmed, I support both Fasil and Filmanin, and they are right to say that your physical presence is must, and we can delay our meeting for 1 month. That is not an issue, and in the meanwhile, we should keep busy doing our jobs completed. So I think it will be good to delay the meeting, and in the meanwhile, I'm sure that your approval authority will also be appointed, and you will be able to go abroad. So it should be no issue to delay our meeting for a month or a couple of months.
Ahmed?
Yeah, please go ahead.
So after Ramadan, it will be so during the last couple of weeks of June. So the second half of June. So let's schedule it from now. Let's schedule it from now and go ahead, taking into account that we will have during our face-to-face meeting between 15 and 30 of June.
So, if I look at the calendar, it is around 25th of June, 25th to 27th we can propose, and it would be maybe a good time for Don to decide to schedule better, because we have already issued him invitation. And my first suggestion is that we should wait for his response. If he is agreed within the April, then we can proceed with it. And if he shows some reluctance, then we can propose for this 25 to 27 June.
Sorry, Ahmed, I disagree with you. Without your presence, doesn't make any sense. So please, we can reformulate, we can send another email to Dan, and I can be on charge of this. I can directly chat with him as I did many times before, and I can explain all the issues, and he will understand, I'm sure.
Okay, if you can communicate with him, then I'm not sure at this stage whether my email has reached to his inbox or not, because most of the people are complaining that my email goes into their spam folder, which I sent through TFIDN. But I, when I used to send directly by name, it reaches to their inbox. I have sent directly to him. Hopefully it has reached to him, but I have yet not received any response from that. You can confirm from him.
Thank you.
And I think at if we delay, then we can have another look for agenda. And I have not received a descending remarks against the proposed agenda. There are some comments which can be incorporated from Ziad and from Abdulsalam. We will incorporate. Otherwise, if you, I have not received any issues for that. If you have some comments, please go ahead.
Mr. Ahmed,
please go ahead.
As I told you earlier, that it sounds
so Ahmed,
well articulated, but in day two, there is a time slot for Abdulsalam for his topic, Arabic script code point repertoire for Pashto and Persian, and it sounds a little bit ambiguous. Because I think you mean here the XML conversion of the Pashto and Persian code point repertoires. So the XML word is not mentioned here. Am I right?
Yes, yes. Actually, repertoire means the document which we need to submit at the final stage, and it is XML format. And of course, Abdulsalam is not the language expert of Persian or Pashto. He is actually responsible for conversion of those language code points into the XML format. And he will present how he has converted it to for the awareness of the all the group. Maybe we can find some other volunteer to come forward to help him out. And some other, yes, I will update accordingly. So the decision is to delay by 2 months. Meanwhile, we keep carry on our work for the outreach, and Abdul Munim and Nabil and Ziad will outreach to the African Internet Summit, and I will try to outreach to the language communities through Dr. Sarmad and through the mailing list, so that we can directly access to language expert of Fulfulde and Suahali and Hosa languages, and meanwhile we I'm sure that we will get positive response from the Javi language, and after our face to face meeting actually we can move towards the provincial languages of different regions. Is there any disagreement? Please go ahead.
So, Ahmed, the face-to-face meeting will be related to the end of June, that's right?
As we have discussed right now, the proposal is that to shift to the end of June. If you are not agree, then we can actually proceed with it. We have the option to proceed for it, but it all depends on the availability of Don Hollander.
Okay. Okay. I agree with Nabil and Abdul Manaf that your presence is marked basically in the face-to-face meeting.
Sorry, please, I can't hear you properly.
I say that your presence physically is a must in the face-to-face meeting, Ahmed.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Actually, we can move ahead. Actually, we need to look for the group. But yes, my wish also is to be present with all of our friends and members. So that's
Ahmed,
why we
Ahmed Abdelham said in his email to see if we can have a workshop in ICANN Barcelona in October with USG. So there is other option to be done in this workshop.
Which workshop?
In ICANN meeting, public meeting.
During the
26th October in Barcelona.
We need to update our plan for the next year. We maybe in the June we will update that plan for our next financial year, and we will make plan accordingly. Whether to it actually depends on the funding from ICANN, whether they can support us for Barcelona or whether they can support us in the meeting within the region. It is actually my preference is to have a meeting along with the ICANN meeting, because you have then opportunity to outreach to some other people, and it is at the same time it is the opportunity to learn more from Universal Acceptance and other groups. So actually we will for the next financial year from July to next June we will prepare our revised or fresh work plan for the year 2018 and 19.
I would prefer to not raise the point of next Barcelona meeting for the moment, but maybe after we schedule the face-to-face meeting, we can talk about these points with ICANN, because decide after June, July about the funding.
Yes, actually, that meeting, I have proposed a way forward. So before that way forward, I will prepare an agenda for work plan for the 2018 and 19 and get approval from that members who were sitting there. And then we will proceed with the ICANN to help us out in attending those meetings, because standalone meeting has different impact, and meeting with the ICANN dates have totally different impact. So it depends on the availability of funds from ICANN. So we can actually discuss with the ICANN how they can fund within that Barcelona meeting. Maybe it will be not too expensive, because Barcelona is not too far from this region, and they can maybe support, and otherwise we can go with the meeting within our region. But it all depends on the funding from ICANN.
sorry, Ahmed, do we have agreement of ICANN about our face-to-face meeting, this one? Do we have a consent, a clear one?
Actually, as per our plan from the previous years, we were actually one of the leading community. That's why ICANN was supporting us for two meetings once a year. But now they have reduced fund, and they have only one per year. They as per updated situation, they have funding for one meeting per year. So it is better to utilize with ICANN meetings. It is my preference actually. It cannot be, I think most of the group members are also proposing the same, because the meeting in isolation does not have that much impact. But for all that we have to look at the ICANN for the funding.
Ahmed, I'm asking about Istanbul face-to-face meeting. Are we planning something that we are yet to receive the okay from ICANN, or do we have the okay?
When I initiated the email to Fahad, he was agree. The UAE Middle East Strategy Working Group is actually agree to have one meeting within 1 year, and that's why I proposed a meeting in our plan, and it was quite comfortable for them. And there was some delay of work from our Pashto and Persian. That's why it was delayed by some days. And it was not delay from the ICANN. They were comfortable for that. And they actually asked us to have proposed agenda for that meeting. And it was decided to get approval from you people, from TFIDN during 2 days call for that agenda. But now we have actually changed. So actually there is no objection from ICANN for this face-to-face meeting in Istanbul.
Okay, thank you, Ahmed.
Abdulmanin, please go ahead.
Dr. Ahmed, I don't like, and I am not looking for attending the workshop at ICANN meetings for task force on for EIDN, but I am looking for having two representatives, one of us at UAG and the other one talking in the public forum about our progress, and maybe for the period of 6 months, what we have done about the main goal of us, what is our mission. That is what
the group of UNG. Actually, it depends on the funding, and we actually discussed during our last conference call, and my perception was that once we invite Don Highlander, he will address us, and during the question and answer session, we can actually request him to fund one or two persons from TFIDN to fund from the USG to attend ICANN meeting. So it will actually increase number of participation from TFIDN during the ICANN meeting. So it will actually increase the funding source within the ICANN. One from Middle East Strategy Working Group and second from the UASG, because we are actually half of the work is related to UASG. So the right time would be when Don will deliver lecture. So it will be consolidated call from the group that we need enhanced participation from UASG on the from the USG funding.
Okay.
Azam, assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.
Azam, actually, if you are online, we were discussing to change timeline for the face-to-face meeting from April to June 2018. If you have any objection, please please go ahead. Okay, probably he is last listening to us. Any other question?
Thank you, Ahmed. It's clear.
Thank you very much. Shall we close the call?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. I will initiate the minutes of meeting for the awareness of the whole TFIDM. Thank you very much and bye.
Thank you. Thank you all.